Yeah, so the interface is very, very graphical. We've got both photographic information from the scanner as well as distance measurements and movement measurements. So straight away you can start to see a little bit of colouring where some areas of the walls are moving more than others. As the days go on, it gets worse and worse to the point of failure. One of the best ways to analyse that is through a graph, which you can get very, very accurate distance measurements, as well as velocity, which is speed of rock movement.
On the pictures that we saw before, the wall before it failed, collapsed, essentially, the areas of danger were getting more and more red, which was pretty telling. But on the raw picture, you know, with the naked eye, you couldn't see a difference. So how much were these walls moving before they failed?
So in the situation example I showed you, it moved up to around 100 millimetres before failure, had an average movement of around 10 millimetres per day or slightly less than that for a period of about a week. But yeah, every material on every mine site is slightly different. Some harder materials might move a very small amount before failure. Some more fluid materials and softer materials, you'll expect a larger amount of movement. But again, it's you have to be very cautious, and it's up to a geotechnical engineer to make those decisions.
What were mine sites doing before they had a system like this, or before a system like this was introduced, to make sure that walls didn't fall on people or equipment?
So monitoring has been around for quite some time. Traditional sort of methods are using a total station, which shoots a beam of light to one known target, which is great if that known target is moving. But where you've got a whole wall, you might have only targets every, say, 100 metres, and you might have a little bulge within maybe 20 metres of that. So you'll miss that information. Sentry, or Maptek Sentry, gives you such a large overall picture, and it makes it so easy to detect small areas as well.
And how long has this been developed, or how long did the process of development take to get it to this stage?
Maptek first started developing laser scanners around 10 years ago. We've sold them to Federal Police, say Australian Safety Transport Bureau as well. As far as the monitoring goes, we've pulled a few things from other products as well, and we started developing Sentry around 18 months ago with a sellable system after around 12 months of work.
What's been the interest from industry?
Open cut mining is our massive interest, of course. Big walls, big risk, big safety sort of initiative. There's also quite a lot of other industry involved, like road and rail corridors. It would be really, really bad if a wall above a road or a highway had dangerous movement, as well as a few other civil applications as well.
And so the actual scanner itself sits on a tripod, and for the image that we've looked at, that would that just be set up at a station and automatically taking a picture a day?
Yeah, exactly. So for monitoring, instead of a tripod, we prefer a nice solid pillar base. So in the ground, rock solid, away you go. And the scanner will just sit there scanning either 24/7 all the time, or you can start and stop the system and shift it from position to position. If you've got such a large site, you might want to do maybe one scan or two scans from each pillar per day rather than constantly from one spot.